Hello. I am very excited today to be at the National Federation of the Blind headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. And President Mark Riccobono is here with me, and we're celebrating Tom Anderson's retirement. When were you a student at the Colorado Center for the Blind?
Well, I had the privilege of being a student at the Colorado Center for the Blind during the summer of 1999, right after I graduated from college.
And I know one of the reasons that you really wanted to come to the center was to really work on your Braille. Do you have any fun story or something that you'd like to tell Tom on his day of finishing up at the center and moving forward in his life?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say congratulations, Tom, on your tremendous service on behalf of the blind of the nation and training at our Colorado Center. When I came to the Colorado Center, I knew the Braille code, but I was not a Braille reader. And I had many fun experiences during the brief time that I was at the center interacting with Tom. Most importantly, he taught me that how to be a Braille reader and made it fun and engaging and helped me to enjoy reading in a way that I never really had the opportunity before, because I couldn't see well enough to read print. And up until that point, although I had learned the Braille code 2 years earlier, I really didn't know that reading Braille could be as powerful, effective, and enjoyable as Tom made it. And it has served me well ever since then. So I know that I'm not the only example, but I'm one of hundreds, Tom, that you have impacted and carry your spirit and your teaching and the life that you have put into reading and using Braille with me every day, and it is multiplied in what I do with Braille, whether it's reading to my kids or doing something out in the community. And so for that, I am will always be grateful for the gift that I had of having an opportunity to spend time with you, get to know you, and learn from you.
Thank you, President Riccobono. And Tom will be moving on, going to Kansas, and we know he'll be doing all kinds of great things in the future.
I appreciate it, Julie. And I should also say on behalf of my wife, Melissa, I know she would want to send her congratulations and thank you for all that you've done. I know we're going to see you around in the Federation, and know that we deeply appreciate what you've given and hope that you will have many, many more years of good health and fun in retirement. And we know that will also mean that you will continue to contribute to the blind people around you. Congratulations. Enjoy it, but don't rest too much. We still need you.